This week's Parsha, Shemitah, is the mitzvah that infuses emunah and betachin in a yid. Every Shemitah year, a Jew turns his back on what seems to be the source of his parnasa, and he does not work on his field for an entire year. And living through a Shemitah year is one of the greatest tests in emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one who succeeds in that test, strengthens his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a hard time understanding this, how a person just walks off his job, his source of support for the past 6 years. I'm not working this year. It's Shemitah and everything will be good. It takes koichos to do that. But that's what Shomrei Torah mitzvahs do, and Shomrei Shemitah, they observe Shemitah, that's what they do. It's a strong conviction in a chiyus in the beginning of the year. And they pass the test, they become very elevated. But how do they do it? It's not easy. But the Torah writes that if you will worry, what will you eat in the seventh year? People are nervous. Torah reassures them, V'tivisies birchasi, I will give my bracha in the sixth year. And the question is, it's interesting that the Torah, why does it ask the question? What will we eat? Let it just say, if you keep Shemitah, I will bless the sixth year, that you'll have plenty to eat. Noam Elimelech quotes his brother of Zushia, who says that indeed, someone who has true emunah doesn't need a bracha and doesn't need to ask any questions, because the emunah is in him. It is concerning the one who trusts in Hashem that is not so certain that the blessing is needed, and he's still nervous, and the Torah is telling him to leave the beginning of the seventh year, and he's a little nervous. And to him Hashem says, don't worry, I will bring my blessing for you on the sixth year. It assures him that if you stick to your emunah, Hashem will take care of you. And this is true with us all through life when it comes to parnasa. There are economic crises, there are stresses, and Hashem is reassuring us that if we keep our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and we keep learning, and we keep davening, and we connect to His ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His Hashgacha practice will give and provide parnasa to all. That is a lesson from Shemitah that's not just in a Shemitah year, but all years when we are doing our necessary hishtadlis for parnasa and we worry, not to worry. Hashem will take care of the bracha, that it should be chal, as long as you connect with me and trust in me. There's a mashal from the original Rebbe which shows that an individual who's willing to open his eyes, Hashem, you will see how Hashem takes care of you. A poor man used to basically collect charity from whoever would help him, heard about a wealthy oisher who gives tzedakah, that's generally very generous in giving contributions. And anyone who came to his door was left happy. So he traveled to that town where that Baal tzedakah lived, but by mistake he knocked on the door of the town's miser. The poor man requested food. The miser basically just simply said, he didn't say who he was, but he said, I'll give you food for work. I need something done around the house, and then I'll happy to reimburse your time. So the poor man felt he had no choice, and he worked all day. At the end of the day, he asked the man for the meal. And that miser had no shame and just said, go next door to the Baal Tzedakah, he'll provide you with the meal. So this is, the original Rebbe says, is a story of earning a livelihood. At the end, we're all sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of us knock on the wrong door. We turn on different addresses to think this will provide for us, that will provide for us. But at the end of the day, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is supporting us. And that is a lesson of Shemitah. It's not just the din about the land and resting in the land, but it's a yesod to show that the land is merely a vehicle where the bracha of Hashem is chalon, and when you're supposed to rest the land, then Hashem will make his bracha come from a different source. But the source is always Hashem. Another lesson in this week's parsha is when it says that someone gets sold as an Eved Ivri, Lysirda by Befarech. You should not subjugate him with very hard labor. There are two ways in which a Jew would sell himself as a slave to another Jew. Either Nimka Beganevasa, he sold for his theft, or someone that owes money and he sells himself. Well, not because necessarily he owes money, but he wants the job security. He becomes a slave for 6 years of security. And the idea is he's to be treated with sensitivity, with respect, not demeaning work, not hard work. Befarech doesn't mean necessarily hard labor, but purposeless labor is also parech. You know, for example, making a boil water when it's not needed, or do things that occupy time, senseless tasks that won't benefit the owner or the slave. That's befarech. Now, it's interesting how the Torah places such consideration for an individual who in many cases caused it on themselves by stealing or by choosing to sell himself as an Eved. And nevertheless, despite all that, you have to treat him with tremendous respect. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the reason we do that, the Torah says to do that, is because the wheels of fortune can easily turn. Today, you are the master and he is the slave. Tomorrow, the reverse could be true. You could be a slave and he could be a master. So deal kindly with an Eved because one never knows what tomorrow will bring. And this is a tremendous yesod. One does not need to own a slave to recognize this message. No matter what position you're in, financially, health, and success, it could change overnight. Therefore, you treat everyone appropriately, the same way you would want to be treated. Rapam Zecher Tzadik Livracha extended this idea of dealing kindly and considerately with those who are down in their luck to the way we should treat anyone that we are, that are, is working for us, or anyone that is in our home. And it's so easy to take advantage. And you know, we think automatically if you're paying someone to cook or act as a maid or to babysit, they belong to us. We own them. So we want to squeeze out all our money's worth, which means that you put them in a difficult situation with unnecessary chores just to occupy them time or to burden them. And therefore, the Torah tells us that we don't do this. We need to consider their needs. We need to be sensitive to their emotions, regard for their esteem, mindfulness of their personal lives. That is not only the correct and proper thing to do, but it'll actually increase productivity. Because when you treat people with respect and dignity, they'll respond in kind. And that is the lesson of Lesir Dubai Befarech. To realize that Be'etzem, your Eved, is no better than you. Things could reverse. Things could change course. This applies to every human being, no matter what level of their social ladder they are in or not in, to treat everyone with derech eretz and with dignity. Have a wonderful Shabbos.